Dead in Hip Hop audio review. Weekend week, Starboy. Obviously, y'all see who's here. And so we got Buck 20, a.k.a. Mr. Duce.
What it do?
We got Mike C-Town in the house.
Yo.
And then, you know, your regulars, FIFO and KB Inge. Obviously, no intro. It's the weekend week, so y'all know what we've been doing all motherfucking week. Starboy. This is the album that came right after Beauty Behind the Madness. And Duce, you were talking about a little bit about on Beauty Behind the Madness, how the sound started to switch up. He sounded a little bit more pop. And then that nigga said, fuck it, I'm pop.
He said more than fuck it, I'm a star, boy.
Look what you done.
The fact that he had Daft Punk off the first song, and it was the first, I believe it was the first single
when it came out.
Mm-hmm. It told me everything that I needed to know how this album was going to be. Now, definitely not my favorite project. It has some good shit on here. First and foremost, it's too motherfucking long.
It is a bit lengthy, yeah. It's like 20 tracks something, isn't it?
Yeah, 18 tracks. Yeah. It's not that much long. It's only 4 minutes longer than Beauty Behind the Madness, which is crazy. It
feels longer.
Yeah.
But it feels longer. You know why I think it feels a little bit longer? I feel that he didn't do as good of a job of engrossing you in this world that he creates in music.
Yeah, there wasn't a concept with this one, really.
You know, so it was just kind of a collection of songs and poppy songs. And it was like, okay, some of this shit I could fuck with, but
the whole album?
The whole album, bro?
Oh, man, I love this shit, bro.
So you love this from beginning to end?
There are some songs where like True Colors where I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. Like, why is he doing that?
Michael Jackson again.
Yeah, but it just felt kind of hokey.
I like True Colors.
I like True Colors though.
That was kind of
it's just kind of cheesy.
It's the way you sing it. That's like, damn,
it is kind of
corny
and shit.
Secrets
is kind of weird.
You don't like Secrets
because it's like there's two songs in a row where he's taking ideas from other songs.
Yes.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah. Weird. That hook, the secrets that you keep when you're talking in your sleep.
Yeah.
I hear the original in my head. It gets on my nerves.
And I hear the original for True Colors when I hear it. Yeah. I'm just like, why are you doing this? This is bizarre. But I don't skip them. I let it run.
So you like False Alarm?
Hell, False Alarm. Yes. False Alarm.
Okay, Carlton.
Yeah, I love that shit, man.
Like, for me, I respect the creativity. And I also respect going elsewhere.
Okay. You still fuck with it?
I don't like it.
Didn't y'all do this one?
Yeah, we did this one too.
Okay.
We did this one too.
Like I said, there's joints on here, but this is probably one of my least revisited projects.
Really? This is my second favorite album.
Really? Wow. Even like, over the trilogy joints?
I like the pop shit. Because like, if I get up in the morning and I need to get going, I put this shit on.
It gives you energy.
I will say, I do play Reminder a lot during the morning. Like, hey, that shit got that sweet as a chick. She go low, man.
Hey, I did fuck with that. But now this is where I kind of lean into like understanding like, oh, okay, he's gone. Like, he ain't coming back. You don't make an album like this, talk about, say, oh, yeah, eventually I'm going to go back to my grassroots and how I did shit back then. Nah, that nigga said, if you want to, you like my old shit, listen to my old albums.
For real.
Like, that's it. Because I was like, damn. Like, for me, when he starts off this album with Daft Punk, that's how I know he's gone. Because you don't collab with Daft Punk like that.
Twice. Bookend.
Like, how you find him, first of all? Second of all, you got two records out of him?
Yeah.
And they both hits? That's the only thing. They both was hits too. But nah, this is where it was like, okay, this is who he is now. He can still make good music, but he's a pop artist.
He sort of came back a little bit.
With After Hours?
Yeah.
And Dear Melancholy.
The Melancholy EP.
Melancholy got me back. And then I did really like After Hours, but then, a friend ruined After Hours for me too because she was like, it's basically still the same shit. Yeah. It's a little bit darker.
Yeah.
I was going to say Melancholy though. Melancholy sounds more like his older
stuff. Yeah, we did that one. Yeah, with Shelton actually.
Yeah, we did earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
We did or y'all did?
No, we did.
Oh, yeah.
D3.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay.
Yep. This album's trash.
You crazy.
Yeah, it's not trash, Ken.
Bruh.
It's high mid. It's high mid. It's Cheesecake Factory. It's Cheesecake Factory. All right? It ain't McDonald's, but it's
not quite.
It ain't the Ritz.
This took the things I didn't like in Beauty Behind the Madness and just expounded on it. Like, and just was like, I'm gone. Like you said, I'm gone. I'm just fuck y'all. Like, and it's just like, it's such a weird, like going through this, doing this, you know, with y'all, it's like, watching the evolution of The Weeknd, you know, shit. This is when he kind of went from The Weeknd to The Weeknd. Like he went from black to white. That's what he did.
Like what he said. What he said.
Hey, The Weeknd is almost here. You know, black folks, we're The Weeknd. This motherfucker went to The Weeknd. That's what he did. He is just out. He completely white. He just left all the black folks alone. He just don't even fuck with us anymore. This shit is like absolute garbage. He don't give a damn about black folks at all.
What this guy doing, black?
Nothing. Just like he's doing his little character thing. I'm doing. He just shitting on Weeknd for no damn reason.
What do you mean, no reason,
how
Mike?
How is this white?
There are 18 reasons on this. Because it's so pop, man. It's like the elements of soul that I liked about The Weeknd and the trilogy. You know, and parts of Beauty Behind the Madness, he just like was just like, nah, man, I'm just over it.
I'm here for the money. He said, he got a check after Beauty Behind the Madness. He like, oh, this is what he's making money off the music.
For real.
Like, I'm gonna give y'all 18 of these, boy.
That was the real Beauty Behind the Madness, the money.
Oh my God. He said, fuck all that old shit. I'm a star.
I'm a star, boy. Y'all are idiots.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Y'all
are
fucking
it's
idiots.
Just that he's gone. Like, to me, it's like if you're like Ken said, like going through his discography and seeing how much he's changed. Like, if you like now recommending his music, you have certain projects like, oh, if you like this, and I'll just go in this lane with you. But if you like this, and I'll go in this lane with you, and it's like you're talking to two different audiences now. I don't think you could be the same person who liked The Weeknd from the jump and still feel the same about him.
It's a full crossover. It's a full crossover.
People do. It's just,
yeah. It's like The Temptations tried it.
I mean, Michael Jackson did it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's why I'm so surprised that
his was more original by that time because we didn't hear records like that.
Who sounds like this besides Michael Jackson?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Michael Jackson did it and
MJ wasn't doing this.
But I'm saying, who? Like,
and he still had Quincy doing the shit for him.
So, we don't need Quincy.
He need.
What the fuck is Quincy going to do for Weekend in 2021? Well, when this came out,
make him sound better.
Nah, he like, yeah. Quincy ain't gonna take him that much far up.
When did this album come out? 2017?
2016?
16. Wow. Weeknd did not need no damn Quincy Jones in 2016.
Nah, he didn't.
The thing, what I'm saying is, no one sounded like this when this came out. Yeah. No one.
This is true.
But we got that on Beauty, though.
But why
you got
not
parts of it on Beauty.
He amplified it. Like y'all said, Beauty still had glimpses of old Weeknd.
Yep.
This was like, I want the huge stadiums. Yep. I want the high grade drugs and I want the models. I don't want none of these fucking honky tonk specials no more. Mm-hmm. I don't want none of these girls coming up that's all cracked out. But
he elevated.
He moved.
He got
up.
Bougie with his shit.
Yes. But I don't think that's a white thing. I think that's a black man that's making pop records.
It's a progression
sellout.
Thing.
It's not.
And what do we call that? Nick?
You gotta sound like I was like, I know he ain't going with this, but it sounds like he said a black man who got some coke in him with a couple dollars in his pocket.
As a white woman, yeah, you know.
He had white women before.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, and he was hanging out with Drake. You know, there were chicks everywhere. I'm sure, but I'm saying y'all painting this out like it's just him selling out. He was moving in this, like, this is about as natural of a progression you could possibly see.
But did you think he would jump off the cliff?
Yeah,
like,
I don't say that.
The thing is, y'all are acting like this is night and day. This album, it's really not.
Nah,
this album is not that different than Beauty Behind the Madness.
Really?
No, only thing is, this album, like you said, it took the parts that you didn't like and amplified it.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone else that liked those elements of Beauty Behind the Madness, it took those elements that he was kind of playing with, kind of sampling with, and he dove all in.
Yep.
This isn't that different.
My thing is, like, listening from House of the Balloons to Starboy, that's a huge, like, I want to, like,
it's okay, a progression.
What artists do you want that their first album sounds like they're sick?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, that's a huge transition for any artist.
Yes.
But I wouldn't think he would make that type of big transition.
But think about how many projects it took to even get there.
Exactly.
It took a trilogy, which is three. And then it took Kiss Land.
If you didn't know the trilogy, well, I'm just saying. Don't
Why you saying like I wasn't even thinking about it until he said? I was like,
he even put the fingers up for you, Nick.
He did it like this too. Like one, two, three.
One album.
You know,
two album. But it took him five projects to even get to this. Is the point.
Right.
It took five projects to get to this. So that is a natural progression. I do agree with Mike. There are pieces of Beauty Behind the Madness, like songs like 6 Feet Under. That could have been on Beauty Behind the Madness. All I Know with Future, even though sonically doesn't sound like Beauty Behind the Madness, but I can, to me, that feels more of that than this. You know what I'm saying? So there are remnants of Beauty Behind the Madness on here.
Mm-hmm. What about Sidewalks? So, I like that one.
I can see that on one of his older projects.
Yeah, I do too. I like that one.
The thing about this album,
and I guess I could see that. Huh?
I forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh,
that quick.
It's past your bedtime.
Yeah, it is.
But with Sidewalks, I could see that on the tail end of Beauty Behind the Madness. Mm-hmm. Just how it felt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not what he's saying and stuff like that, but the feeling of the music feels like the end of Beauty Behind the Madness.
See, that's my only gripe with this album is what he's saying. He's not as grimy.
100%.
So that is
it
the place
cleaner.
I will kind of agree with y'all when you say sellout, is it kind of felt like he's like, well, I can't keep talking about this coke and all this other shit. So I didn't really like that as much.
100%.
Because I like that grimy side of Weeknd because no one was making pop songs about drugs and fucking.
Yep.
Now, if he went from Kiss Land to this, I would agree with y'all 100%. I'd be like, oh, he's just trying to get some money. Mm-hmm. I think the money is part of it, definitely. But I think that this was just a very natural progression.
Some stair steps, you see there.
Because even when you go back, and I forget, even when you go back to Trilogy, he had a couple pop songs on there.
He did.
But those are like accidental.
No, they weren't.
No, they weren't accidental.
No, when I say accidental, I mean like he knows he sprinkles that in there, but it's not going to compromise the story.
That I agree
to
with.
To me, this is like, fuck the story. I'm compromised.
But that's what I liked. Like there was a good balance there. Like I got more of the R&B side intermixed with some pop stuff. And I was like, oh, this guy can do it all. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, and he kind of slowly started to wane away from just the R&B stuff to fully just crossing over, which, I mean, it speaks to his talent, obviously, to be able to make a whole pop album. And I think this is what is his biggest album to date.
Is Starboy's biggest album?
I'm not sure.
I still think Beauty might be...
I thought everybody was talking about this shit, bro.
No, I did, but they just came back to back. That's the thing. He dropped Beauty in 2015.
Oh, is that what it was?
This came out 2016. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like some Dark Twisted Fantasy, Watch the Throne back to back shit.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's a bad deal.
I'm just saying, like, those are big.
If it was
records.
A huge drop in quality like that, I'd be on y'all's side. Mm. But nah, man. I think he saw that there was just, he can do the sound well. And he's like, this at this point in my life fits me better. And I don't really have a problem with that.
Yeah. I feel that.
I don't even mind the features really. It's
you what?
I don't even mind the features really. To me, it's just more of I guess I just wanted a little bit more diversity than the sound that I was consistently getting.
Right.
They're great. They're good. Again, for what they are, they are really good. But it's just like you gotta be in the mood for this.
You do. All right. Mm-hmm. So I got some numbers. This is referencing chartmasters.org. This was posted September 26, 2020. They're saying that equivalent album sales, so obviously they're throwing streams in there. Mm-hmm. Beauty Behind the Madness is his number one album with over 10 million streams. Number two is Starboy with about 8 million streams. Hmm. Orphan. I never heard of that.
What the fuck is Orphan?
I don't know what that is. Has close to 8 million streams. I don't know.
Orphan? Let me look this shit up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Am I missing a Weeknd album? He's sliding
by. I've never heard of this shit.
Yeah, me either. Because they got everything else on here. They got the trilogy. House of Balloons is the most popular trilogy with slightly over 2 million. Thursday and Echoes of Silence is around the same. Kiss Land is by far his least sold album.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. There's no album called Orphan.
Yeah, but look, I'll show you what I'm looking at.
I believe you. It's just I can't find anything called Orphan.
Yeah,
the only thing I can find is Weekend and Orphan.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And After Hours is his third biggest album.
After Hours is so good.
Man, I fuck with After Hours heavy.
Really?
Yeah. I can understand why you won't, Ken. But I just at that point in time, I just bought in.
Accepted.
Yeah, I just bought in. But when After Hours came, I was like, I told you the nigga was gone. He ain't coming back. Shit, I gave up.
But what I wanted to say too, that goes to what Mike was saying earlier. I think part of Starboy was a business decision. He's obviously gaining popularity. He's coming off of his most successful album of his career. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not doing smaller shows anymore. I gotta make stadium. I gotta do something that moves the crowd a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like from that pop standpoint, because he's feeling like he's at the height of his popularity. So it makes a business sense. And then also think about the releases of his albums. This is one of the first times he went back-to-back years. He doesn't do that outside of the trilogy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he never released like that. So what that told me was, I'm gonna ride this motherfucking wave. Niggas like this shit. Let's do it bigger and better.
As a musician, if you in a pocket, you can always tell that in their career. Like, there's always albums that come out either closely together, like, oh, this motherfucker was just in a pocket.
Riding the wave.
Yeah.
And you gotta think who he was friends with. Well, I guess he wasn't friends with Drake anymore. But he saw what that transition did for Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Drake went from making the So Far Gone type shit to making pop of rap you could possibly make.
And sing songs.
That's a good point.
Yeah, like with Rihanna and shit.
Yeah, so Weeknd was probably like, shit, I can do this shit probably better than him.
Yep.
And he can. So, yeah, I mean, he can't be playing fucking House of Balloons in a big-ass stadium.
Nah.
Who the fuck want to hear that?
You could play like a couple joints, maybe, you know what I'm saying, that people want to hear.
For like the five people in the crowd who still remember that.
But like Wicked Game, like there's certain joints that he could play, but he can't play that whole shit.
No. No, you know he can't play more than two songs in that big ass stadium. They'd be like, all right, bro, no, this ain't right.
You know what I'm saying? True. And then off of Thursday, there's only like maybe one, maybe.
Yeah.
And it Echoes of Silence, Dirty Diana.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then you get to Kissland. He ain't playing Kissland.
He's not playing. He
ain't playing shit off
I read Kissland. He doesn't play anything from Kissland because he knows that's his least favorite album.
Wow. And then you already know that run that I was talking about from Tell Your Friends to
that's
Goddamn.
That's the whole tour, right?
Yep. He gonna play that.
He gonna play joints off of Starboy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and there go your weekend.
No, that's I know that's business wise, I get that. I'm just saying, as far as like just artistry, is like listening to House of Balloons and listening to Starboy is like, oh, okay. Cause even with the Drake thing, it's like Drake went from this one project over, So Far Gone and Thank Me Later. That's when you hit Find Your Love and all that shit. That's when he goes the pop route. But the weekend, I would have thought it was like, okay, he's gonna sustain that. I'm gonna keep this part of me always in my music shit up until this point, you know?
But you know what? Like, for me, I'm not more so concerned with where he goes sonically. I'm more so concerned with what he does lyrically. And that's why My Dear Melancholy and parts of After Hours, I felt like he came back a little bit. Because I think he understood here. He went to straight edge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he had to dirty it back up because his core fans love the dirty shit.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I mean, I don't know of many artists that have made this kind of transition and did it so naturally.
Yep.
It always seems like they'll make one album and then the very next one will be something completely different. Weeknd didn't do that. That's why I don't really, even if I didn't like this album, I would at least respect it because I'm like, damn, he actually took slow baby steps to get here. You know, where you look at someone like Kanye who goes from one thing to Yeezus and it's like, bro, what the fuck is going on right now? This is what? And then you go to 808s and it's like, what's happening? Weeknd didn't do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got to disagree with y'all so hard.
No, I agree with you.
Like, come on, man.
I'm just saying, like, for me, it was like, oh, this is who he is now. That's okay. Yeah. That's fine. And I moved on. Like,
do you, man.
You know, like, if you're making money, I want you to make it. Clearly, you're making money. Every time I look at these albums, like people say, you look at Apple Music, it's hella stars on the shit. So somebody listening to this shit, it's just that, like, oh, I wish you would, like, what he did with that. The reason why I liked After Hours, because he kind of went back to it. I'm like, okay, lean more into, like, you made your own lane with that whole shit.
He probably knew that this was the peak of that pop star weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So he, as an artist, like you were saying, he probably is like, ah, don't want to redo Starboy.
Well, Blinding Lights is something like could have been on Starboy.
Yeah,
no,
I could have.
Even though I do fuck with that shit.
It is. But that album is definitely more varied. So you're right. He probably was just like, ah, you know, I want to do something else. I don't want to do this all over again.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So 18 songs, 1 hour, 9 minutes. Duce, what was some of your favorite joints here?
I like Starboy, Reminder, A Lonely Night, I Feel It Coming, Pause, and False Alarm.
That just shows that Nick doesn't make his girls come.
Ooh. He didn't even disagree.
I ain't going to entertain you, Mike. You ain't going to get to me.
You're finally learning.
This is supposed to be a short clip. All right.
Is that what you said?
I'm about to leave. Yeah, y'all always bullying me. That's how I fuck with you.
What's some of your favorite joints on this one?
I'm going Starboy, False Alarm, Reminder. Shit, Ordinary Life. I guess I'll go Sidewalks.
What about you, Cam?
Sidewalks and Secrets.
He cut this off right.
I know, right?
The seven minute mark.
So disrespectful.
So for me, give me Party Monster, Reminder, True Colors. I actually like Stargirl Interlude. That's pretty dope.
Oh yeah, that shit is good.
Give me Ordinary Life and give me All I Know. But look, guys, it's the weekend week. We got one more full length project, and then we got Single Sunday coming up. Again, thank you guys for the support. You already see we got Mike Seaton in the house, Nikki Duce, aka Buck 20. We got the guest. If you're watching it, thank you for being a patron. If you're listening to it, thank you for the support. And come back Sunday to peep the single. We out. Peace.
Peace.